Killian Murphy, who we all love and adore, who's who actually he posted a really cool picture on his Instagram, and he wouldn't be one for posting stuff on Instagram, but he posted a picture of the script for the new season for Netflix, the movie actually for whatchamacallit,
Peaky Blinders.
Thank you, Peaky Blinders. So everyone's buzzing and excited about it. Then I saw an article over the weekend, and that apparently Killian Murphy's going to be filming another either series or movie based on an Irish author's books, and they're going to be filming in the Midlands in Ireland. In fact, they could be in Athlone this week. So the excitement is real, but there's something else that Killian Murphy does, and I think we should all jump on board with this. So you know the way you've got, so if you haven't watched Peaky Blinders and everybody's talking about it, you got the FOMO, you got the fear of missing out.
Yes.
Well, Killian Murphy has something else that he lives by, and it's called the ROMO. You ready? The relief of missing out, because Killian doesn't care, doesn't give. Hey, do you know how many sods he gives? Sod all, and not much of that. You know, that doesn't make sense, but that's like, you know.
Killian Murphy is a famous person who actually hates being famous so much.
100%. He does it for the art.
Yeah.
A proper order too, because everything he seems to put his hand to is fantastic. Still haven't seen Steve on Netflix yet. That still looks all right. Yeah. So what we're thinking is, what are the things that you are relieved of missing out on? And I had this last night. I was driving home from the in-laws who live in Dublin. They're on the south side of Dublin, so I had to come up the M50, and then I was sitting in traffic on the M4. I swear to God, it's one thing I'm relieved to be missing out on is Dublin traffic, because I don't have to sit in it every day anymore. I used to have to do it every single day. Now, on the way into work, it was fine because you were on breakfast times, but coming home at lunchtime, I swear to God, I was just like, I'm buying a helicopter. I don't care. I didn't have much money to buy a helicopter, and I'm terrified of flying. But it was like, I literally had the relief of missing out on that last night. So we're looking for yours. What do you not mind missing out on? Be it like packed trains when you're heading to work.
Yeah.
087-1102-107. What would you be happy about missing out on? Maybe those work meetings that you could have just sent an email. Do you know, like a Teams?
Yeah.
So this could have been done in one sentence in an email. Now I've got to hear about like your life.
I'm really struggling to think about things I would have ROMO for, because I have extreme FOMO. I would go to the opening of an envelope, like.
Okay.
See, I get the, when you go to the gym, and I try and go 3 times a week.
Oh, do you go to the gym?
Oh, yeah.
Gym friend.
But you get there's like a 30-minute window in the day, I've found, where there's things free. And then you've got a queue all the rest of the time. You're like, oh, why have I come now? So I'm relief of missing out on the queues for the gym equipment. And I've found there's a sweet gap. Okay. So that's my relief.
I like that.
ROMO.
You got to find some ROMO in your life. 087-1102-107. What do you have the relief of missing out on? We were talking about Killian Murphy. He has got a way of life, which I think we should all really lead by. He's an analogue guy. And instead of having the fear of missing out and wanting to be in at everything, want to be involved in everything, want to be doing everything, he's got the real thing, and that is the relief of missing out. So he doesn't want to be going to all these things. Doesn't want to be having to do, you know, keeping up with Joneses or anything like that. And I kind of like this kind of little way and lifestyle that Killian Murphy is doing. And I think, Adele, you're on the same page with Killian, aren't you? Oh, hello, Adele.
Hi.
Hi. So what do you reckon of this idea of the relief of missing out with Killian Murphy?
I think he's on to something.
I think he is. I think he needs to copyright that phrase as well. Relief of missing out. What do you reckon you'd have the relief of missing out on?
The Ticketmaster queues for Luke Combs this week.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
it's either like you know who Luke Combs is and you know every song, or you don't know who Luke Combs is and you don't know any of his songs.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a massive fan base. It's absolutely fantastic and he's super talented. But yeah, I think even just the relief of missing out for ticket queues in general, it's like, it's like, oh my God, it's gone ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who would you love to queue for though, for tickets?
Well, I did actually queue last week for Dermot Kennedy tickets and I got those. So
well,
okay.
For day one or day two?
Day one.
Day one. You're lucky duck. I nearly caught you something else there. yeah, as well. You know, you got Pitbull coming up as well. He's playing Marley Park. Do you know what? If you, I have the, I, I, I've, I, It's not. I have the relief of missing out with Pitbull because I got to see him and I'm allowed.
Fair.
And I did this for the second date last year. So I was like, do you know what? I'm just going to give everybody else a chance to go and see him. And anybody who didn't go, just go and see him in Marley Park because it's absolutely magical. Adele, thanks for coming on and enjoy your relief of missing out.
Thanks, guys.
All right, cheers. Bye. Thanks. Is there anything that you have a release of missing out on 087-1102-107? We did get a message here from somebody. Oh, sorry, that message is completely... Here we go. I'm relieved to be missing out on a normal 9-to-5 job. I start at 4:30 a.m., no traffic, finish at 11:30, 12:30, and have the rest of the day to myself except for a school run. That's the life right there, isn't
that
it?
That is good, yeah.
I don't think so. Like, getting up at, like, what, 3 o'clock in the morning to go to work?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
Welcome to breakfast. Is that somebody who's working another radio station doing breakfast show?
Yeah.
And they get out earlier than I do. What the hell? I'll get out there until 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Here's me pacing the corridors up here. Come on, let's get the show done for tomorrow. Let's go. Let us know. 087-1102-107. What do you have the relief of missing out on? So, Cillian Murphy, absolute icon, proud Cork man, amazing actor, Academy Award winner. Still actually haven't seen Oppen Boomer. Haven't seen the interview.
You haven't seen Barbenheimer, no?
Barbenheimer, no. I've seen the Barbie part of the Heimer, though. But here's this thing, right? And but do I have the FOMO for not seeing Oppenheimer? I kind of do because I want to see it. I'm raging I didn't get to see it in the cinema.
It's very good.
Because of the big boom. And I don't have a decent surround sound system at home. Not loud anymore.
Oh.
It's too loud.
Boring.
Turn it down. I'm only messing. But he's come up with this thing called relief of missing out. So the opposite of fear of missing out. And I'm aboard this. So we're getting some messages in on 087-1102-107. Like, it's, like, you don't mind missing out on celebrity drama or an influencer trends. I don't. Do you know, here's the thing. I don't mind missing out on when I see people on the holidays and they look like they're melting in the heat. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm actually glad I'm not there. It looks too hot. You know what I mean? Drama and gossip, especially in the office place.
Yeah.
You know, when you're you no, love the
Ella
drama.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I mean, a little bit of drama is entertaining, guys. Come on. When you're not involved, it's great.
I've heard I'm involved in some of it. Catherine said, work dues. I hate them. Work dues.
Oh,
I think, though, our work dues, we all really enjoy them.
Yeah.
If you have a good one, maybe if you just, it's not a great, well-organized one, it's like,
yeah. Yeah, if you hate your workplace, fair, but we love ours.
Yeah, and I think as well, like, because if you have a right set on your head to going to it and getting on with people and you're going there to have fun, if you have the dread going to it, that's not a good sign.
No.
Yeah. I love a good work too. Like the one that we had recently was great crack.
Mm. It was.
Oh my God. Even though at the very, very start, because we were grouped in with the other, the go-led stations and everything like that, we're okay, and there was people there that we didn't know, but we were all very keen to, like, you know, but there is the thing that I really, 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 really am awkward about, and that is the small talk. Hey, hey.
Yeah. Yes. I can't do small talk. Tell me your deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Let me move on.
Quickly, Google Ella a picture, so when you see her, she's going to ask you about your darkest secrets so you can avoid her at a party.
Overshare, please.
Want even more banter? Set your alarm or just subscribe. Either way, you're sorted.
This is Ang Rings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.